Immigrant labor. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I don't know anything more controversial than the subject of hiring immigrants to do jobs here in the good old U.S. of A. Don't care whether it's having foreign-born labor, work in fruit orchards, cotton fields, dairies, beef production operations, or whatever. The facts are that Americans do not seem to be interested in carrying out the very basic jobs and simply won't apply. So what would happen if nobody worked in these labor-intensive agricultural jobs? Simple answer, no labor, no food. This topic is particularly germane in the dairy industry, and irrespective of where you stand on the issue, you should weigh in with national and local politicians. Executive Director of the Idaho Dairymen's Association, Bob Narabout.
The Pacific Northwest have a tremendous amount of agriculture in them and also a tremendous amount of dairy in them. And those industries have become highly dependent on foreign-born labor. Whether that labor source comes from an immigration policy, which we do not have, or whether it comes from refugees, is an extremely important labor source. So for our producers, as you're sitting back and you're looking at the national dynamics of what's going on and the rhetoric of the past election campaign, you're obviously going to be concerned about what does that rhetoric mean for our labor force. So we encourage all of our producers and hopefully all your listeners to be engaged both at the national level and the state level. The state level can have a high impact on our labor force also. So you need to be engaged in all aspects of what will impact your industry. And in our case, of course, it is the dairy industry.
Don't weigh in and don't complain. David Sparks.